You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. There are only about 2 weeks left for people to sign up for health insurance under Obamacare. Open enrollment closes after January 31st. And when you're shopping for a new plan, you might notice a lot of cheap options that don't include a lot of doctors or hospitals. These offerings are called narrow networks. And according to the consultant group McKinsey, narrow networks now make up about half of the plans on the federal health insurance exchange. That can be tricky for consumers and for the hospitals who might be left out. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein joins us to explain. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Molly.
Before we get into how this affects hospitals, what are we talking about here? What are these narrow networks and why are they becoming so popular?
Well, so narrow networks is sort of what it sounds like. It's a limited number of doctors and hospitals that you can get within your health insurance plan. The idea behind it, Molly, is just the fewer doctors, the fewer hospitals you have, the more the insurer can control the cost. Consumers in this ACA era, they're super price sensitive, and insurers want to have as many consumers in the door as possible. So the idea with the narrow networks is if you don't want to pay a lot of money up front, then go with something really stripped down and you're going to be able to pay what seems to be a reasonable monthly premium.
So where does that leave hospitals and doctors? What steps are they trying to take to make sure that they are included in some of these plans?
Right. So like the basic play, the historic play here, Molly, has been hospitals have told insurers, we're going to cut 10 to 15% off of our prices. And in exchange, you drive your customers to us. You drive all your patients to us. And there's the kind of like win-win. In this new era, that's not enough. In this new era, hospitals have to say to the insurers, you want to work with us because we're going to be able to save you money, not just in year one, but in year two and in year three, because we're changing how we deliver healthcare. We're going to find efficiencies. We're going to do things in a different way. And that's really easy to say, Molly. Lots and lots and lots of people are talking about it all the time, but very few hospitals have figured out exactly how to do it. So right now, everybody's kind of, it's almost like a game of musical chairs a little bit where partners are trying to like dance with each other and figure out what's going on and who really can deliver what. So that's one option, like this sort of reform of how we're providing care to patients. Another option that some hospitals are considering is like saying, you know what, we're going to get into the insurance business ourselves and we're going to create our own narrow networks. So that's how that's going to work. And that's innovative, but it's a high risk strategy, right? Like that's not the game of delivering healthcare, which is what hospitals have done. That's getting into a new business. So it's potentially great, but it's also potentially risky.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty interesting time. But so what does this mean for the consumer, for the last minute shoppers who are looking for care right now or people who are worried about limited options?
Well, so I think people have to be really clear about this. I mean, I think you know and I know healthcare is so jargon rich. It's really confusing. We all know we need it at some point in one way or another, but like what it is and how it works is so confusing to so many of us. And there's this interesting report from McKinsey that came out recently, the consultant group McKinsey, who said about 25%, 26% of people who bought a plan on the exchange didn't even know that whether it was a broad network or a narrow network. And people have got to know if you're sick, particularly if you're sick and you have a really like special condition, who is covered and who isn't covered in terms of hospitals and doctors really can matter. I mean, this, not to be glib, I mean, but this really is sort of life and death for some people. Most of the people, it's going to be okay, right? Most people don't need super hyper specialized care, but some do. And for those who do, they need to make sure they're in a plan that's going to give them the coverage that they need.
That's Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Thanks, Molly.